My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin doesn't feel he's a good companion to his scammer Belinda, so he breaks up with her. Is this the end? Listen and enjoy.
I go, if my computer worked properly, I could vid chat with you outside, but it's all messed up, so I need to hook up the external mic. I go, why do you feel bad? She goes, why don't you use your laptop? I go, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
She goes, I feel bad because I planned a surprise and it didn't come off as planned. Then I explain about the mic and the laptop does not work, which is why I have to hook it up to a board. It's a pain in the ass, plus I have to record it so everybody can hear it later on. That's really the truth behind it.
It's like, really, I can't do this until it's ready to set up to record for my show.
She goes, oh, it's okay. I've got to get going. I'll see you later. She goes, you do not want to chat on the phone, I guess. I think this is the lowest I've felt since we've been together. She goes, can you call me? Don't feel that. It wasn't your fault. I go, I know, but it's fine when I am hurt. I'm used to it. I feel terrible when I hurt those I care about. I feel I hurt you and your daughter. She goes, can you call me on the phone? I go, do not have a calling card. I need to get one. I could possibly tomorrow during the day. It never goes through when I call you. Why do you want me to call all of a sudden? She goes, I thought you wanted to call, but if you can't, don't worry. And I did say that, so I fucked up.
Oh.
I go, I do, but I need to get a calling card and not have little ears around.
Yeah.
She goes, I feel really down. I think I need some sleep. I go, okay. She goes, where's your wife now? I go, because remember, the wife is still living in the house.
Right.
I go, I feel I failed you. She'll be home in 15 minutes, taking my daughter to the doctor. I could maybe video chat with you in an hour or so, but it's too late. But is it too late? But it is too late. She goes, yeah, it is. I go, this is just not working out well for us at all. She goes, hon, I have to get going. Can't keep Kasha here for too long since the vid chat didn't come off. We have to get going. See you tomorrow. I go, bye. Tell Kasha I said happy birthday. She goes, okay, see you later. Bye. I go, I will not sleep well tonight, but at least I'll be thinking of you. She goes, well, I think I need lots of sleep to calm myself down. Bye. I go, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're mad at me. I'm sorry I disappointed you. I'm just really sorry. Safe trip home. She goes, okay, thank you. All right. So, and then there's a little bit more, but do you guys want to comment on this? I think she upped the ante.
Yeah.
We're looking at my third video chat would have been with her.
Right.
Third video chat with her.
That's awful.
She brought the kid.
Yeah.
Surprise,
yeah,
and everything. I think she upped the game.
Yeah, she was going to bring the daughter in on this and have
She's already showed pictures of, like, the proof of life pictures.
Yeah.
Where she said, like, I love Davin.
Yeah.
And that she had the little girl.
Yeah.
Now it's a video, though.
Yeah, that would be completely different. But the other thing is also that she's like, okay, well, saying all that. Oh, that, I mean, that's really.
I felt like crap.
If this is still fake, like totally fake, her bringing the kid in and saying, well, since you're the man of my life, I wanted you to share her special day. Oh, fuck me.
She's brought everything to bear. So yeah. I had one more thing. You want to add anything? You want me to go on?
I think that maybe they're going for the marriage angle.
So I wrote one more thing later on. I go, it occurs to me that I have greatly disappointed you, and possibly worse yet, your daughter. I have disappointed people my whole life. I thought I was getting better at being a person and a non-disappointment, but clearly I am not. I am a good writer of smut. I am a good clown for the people to laugh at while they forget their problems. I am not a good companion. I am not a good father. It is clear I never will be either of those things. I think we are better off not being together. Ultimately, I let those down who I trust and love and love me the most. I can't do it anymore. I'm better off alone. You are better with somebody in Ghana who can take care of you and Kasha. The last thing you need is an American who is an arsonist to all things he loves and cherishes. Goodbye, Belinda.
Oh, no. Now you're like suicide Davin again?
Not suicide. I'm breaking up with her.
I know, but it sounds like you're going to off yourself because you're like, I'm bad to everything.
Breaking up with her, man. It's too real. Too real. Out. Out.
Wow. Wait.
Out.
Done?
Out! Out!
Joe, help me here.
Back.
He's like a prick. You're an asshole. You know that?
Here's the deal, okay? She walked away all pissed off, okay? I mean, it was kind of real where we've all been situations where we blew it in a situation, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I blew it.
Like that. So what you're doing is you're going on the sympathy. You know, look, I screwed up. I'm no good for you. You're no good for me. Ghana woman. But anyway, she's never mind. But you're saying, you know what? Maybe it's better that we go. So this kind of a dice roll. Now, on her end, if they're looking for, if she's looking for a husband, or they're looking for money, it's like, uh-oh. I bet, you know.
Yeah.
Now you kind of turn the tables where she has to be on the offensive.
To, like, try to get you back
yeah,
and say, no, no, honey,
defense,
no,
right.
It's fine.
You were playing, you were just playing defense. Now you're playing offense.
I broke up with her, dude.
Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah, but you did it in such a sad sack way that she's going to come back at you and
well,
say.
Well, I'm not going to call her a whore.
What? What do you mean?
Well, no, she doesn't deserve to be called a whore now.
What? Where did whore come
from? I said
from?
I'm not going to call her a whore. You said I broke up with her in a sad sack way.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sad.
It is getting late. We're misunderstanding each other. I'm sorry.
I think that was really a non sequitur
moment.
Because the way I broke up with her, I'm upset.
Yeah, but no, I mean.
Yeah, but it was nothing about calling her a whore.
Well, he's saying that was the alternative breakup.
Oh.
Like, you dirty whore, I'm out.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Instead of that.
No, it wasn't that. I mean, you're totally.
He was like,
you know,
it's all me. I
yeah,
really
it's me,
suck.
It's not you.
I'll never
it's
do
the,
a good
know.
Job. But wait a minute. But in this. Either way this is, if she's for real, she's going to go, no, hon, don't go. You're not a bad guy. It was just a misunderstanding, yada, yada. Now, if she's fake and she's going for the long con and she's like the marriage con or as Ann says in the chat, the green card con perhaps, whatever she's going for, she's going to be like, no fucking way did I just spend 9 months or whatever working on this guy and he's going to like pull out now. She's coming back at you.
Yeah.
Either way, she's
kids,
got to.
You two kids just had a spat.
Yeah.
We didn't have a spat. She, you know, I folded. She brought the girl. It's over. It's over. Walk away, kids. It's over.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, it's not done.
Haven't I tortured this girl enough?
She was somebody else 6 months ago.
But she's somebody different now.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.